L'chaim, l'chaim. So just to sum up the mahalach of these parshas that parallel, you know, the Shavuos and what comes after Shavuos, before the big Yerida that's coming up in this week's upcoming parsha, Shlach, you know, Chet HaMeraglim. And, you know, from there it's all downhill. Chet HaMeraglim, there's the Machlokas of Korach, and a lot of failures coming up, you know. But before that, we have Min HaShemayim, you know, the parshas of Bamidbar, Naso, and Bahaloscha, all surrounding Shavuos. Right, Bamidbar right before Shavuos, Naso and Bahaloscha immediately following Shavuos, which sort of gives us a clue, like, where do you go from Shavuos? Shavuos is like the highest experience. Gilui Elokus Mamish, Hashem revealed himself Mamish at Har Sinai. It was the greatest revelation, greatest ma'amad in history. Where do you go from there? Like, how do you move up? Where's the next step? How can you go up from there? You can only go down from there. Ma yesh lehit kadem, after you see Elokim diber itchem ponim b'ponim. Right? But it's all merumas in these parshias that we have to lain about this time. I mean, that which we lain b'chukosai before Shavuos is mefurish in the Psikta, the Gemara brings it, that it's a Takonas Ezra Sofer, three b'chukosai before Shavuos, you know, because we should read the Tochacha and know, you know, what's at stake if we don't keep the Torah. All right, so, Lafi, the Seder that we do, so we work it out that we always read b'chukosai, but we squeeze in Bamidbar, and then Naso, and then Baloscha, which all parshas of, you know, seemingly positive, you know, more or less, until the big Yerida of Parsha Shlach, you know, the Chet HaMeraglim. And maybe there's a clue there of, you know, how we prepare Shavuos, and where do we move up from Shavuos, Ilule Zeh, that we reverse things, you know, with the Chet HaMeraglim. Right? So the parsha we always read immediately before Shavuos, even after the Tochacha, this is always Samach L'Shavuos Mamish, and the Rambam already brings it in his Hilchos Tefillah, that Kol Nagu Kol Yisrael, to read Parshas Bamidbar immediately before Shavuos. So this alludes to the famous Chazal, right? Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai, the Torah was given Bamidbar, that Ein Divrei Torah Niknan El Misha Mesim Atzmo Kamidbar. To make yourself like a Midbar, Ma Midbar Kom Dot It's Hefker. Everyone can walk in Midbar. Midbar is no man's land. You have to make yourself Hefker. The pshat is to be makabel or Torah, which is infinite. You have to first be mevatel yourself. This is all the Sforim say. The Maharal talks about this extensively, because if you're going to hold from yourself, as big as you hold from yourself, you're limited. And the Torah is bigger than you. The Torah is not going to fit in you. Be mevatel yourself. Be mevatel yourself. There's a famous word I heard from my uncle, Zichron Livracha, from the big theologians in Chabad, Rav Yaakov Manuel Shochet. He said in the name of the Mezritcher Magid. Right, the Gemara says, right, Chazal tell us, that if you want to be rich, you know, Yatspin, face north, and, you know, which is the direction of the Shulchan, which is connected Parnasa, right? And, you know, and so, you know, Davin, you know, Davin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the facing northwards, you know, for Parnasa, because the Shulchan is Batsofa. And Shulchan represents Parnasa, Shulchan in the Mikdash, right? Harotza Shiyachim Yadrim. A person who wants to be wise should actually face southwards when he davens for wisdom, because the Menorah, which this week's Parsha, is in the Dorum. So fret the Mezritcher Magid, but I want to be rich and smart. What do I do?
Right?
Yeah, you understand the problem very well.
North and south.
Have multiple personality
west
disorder.
Right. West or east?
There you go. That's it. Right, so yes, he didn't answer, you know, be a schizophrenic. That wasn't his terrors. Right? Yeah, be a mayor, that's the obvious terrors, right? Just be ADD, you know, sometimes you think about being this, or think about that, right? You know, your attention is divided here, yeah. Right?
Take it day by day.
Day by day. Very good. We're bigger than those earlier Dairus. We have all these terutzim they never thought of. Right? We have all these terutzim they never thought of. But says the Mezritcher, the problem is that you think you take up space. Make yourself ayin, be mevatel yourself. And it's as if you don't take up space because you're mevatel yourself, be an unav, and then it's like you're facing both north and south at the same time, because you're not in space, because you don't take up space.
The Zero Mevatar yourself doesn't have a direction; it's an alternate.
There you go. So the Mezritcher knew that even before, Goldberg.
But it's also two other directions.
Even before Goldberg.
It's the payas behind his ears. Goldberg knew this from the Mezritcher Maggid. It's his Hasidic Shechet. It's his Hasidic blood. That's where Dr. Goldberg at Queen's College knows this from. Right? Right.
But you still have two other directions if you're, Mason.
So
you get all the directions.
No, and that's what you need for Or Torah, because Torah is infinite. Torah is called the right and the left and the Pnim and the Ochor, because it's Taku Borei So Borei Alma. Torah is everything. So Kol Shekein, that for Torah, you have to be like a Midbar, right? But still, like we explained at our at the address we gave Neil Sachagat Shari. Right, as we explained over there, still, even though you could be Makabal Torah, it doesn't mean being Makabal, but it's still bigger than you. Like Am Yisrael by Har Sinai were freaked out, seriously freaked out, right? And they dropped dead from fear. Nafshi Yatzu B'Dabro Chazal Darshan at Pasuk on Am Yisrael by Har Sinai, they dropped dead, and the Torah had to be Mavakish Rachamim to revive them, and that's why they begged Moshe Rabbeinu to come in between. Daber ita ata v'nishma vay daber Emmanuel Kim penomus, right? It was like So even though you're roy for Torah because you're a cleave for Torah, but it doesn't mean that fits comfortably. It's still bigger than you. It's over your head. It's still over your head, right? But of course, you need that. There's a reality that Torah should be bigger than you. Because Torah is infinite, it shouldn't be lefi the way you understand it. It's bigger than you, and you have to realize that it's bigger than you. And as much as you think you understood, there's still more to understand. And you know where? And I always say the vort. Rashi says on the pasuk, Bachar Sisi Leseis Bnei Yisrael Be'eretz Mitzrayim Bayom Hazeh Bo Midbar Sinai. On the third month, when Am Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, on this day they came to Midbar Sinai. So Rashi brings a chazal. It should have said Bayom Hahu. Bo Midbar Sinai, on that day, was it on this day, the Torah speaks, kilu hayom nitna. Torah speaks perpetually new, as if it was just given today. So it's like always in the present. It's not on that day, it's on this day. Right? Yom HaZeh. Right? So I quite, how are you supposed to achieve that? So the answer is, by Yom HaZeh, Bo Midbar Sinai, that's where the possibility, that's where the remes. And Bo Midbar Sinai, that Chazal Darshan, another thing, you have to be Mesim Atzmacha Kamidbar. If you realize that you're a Midbar, you're desolate, you're not finished yet, you're open to new ideas. If you think you know it all, you're not open to new ideas. And that's why the two drushes shtim, the two drushes of B'chol Yubinecha Kachadoshim, and you have to be Mesim Atzmacha Kamidbar, actually, these two different drushes complement each other. Because that's how Torah will always see perpetually new, because you'll be open to seeing new things. Because you realize that you don't know it all. And the reason why Torah doesn't look new every single day is because you're looking at it. It looks the same as yesterday because you're looking at it with yesterday's eyes.
So you have to be the new Panim of tomorrow, which is Shivim Panim of Torah.
You have to realize that, the way I understood it yesterday, that was good for yesterday. Today's a new day.
It's very difficult to do.
I didn't say it was easy.
Very difficult to do.
You're right. Right? You have to be open. You have to be open to the idea that maybe the Android is better than the iPhone. You got to be open.
Maybe it'll get there.
Right. it's just a theoretical marshal, really.
Yeah.
Right, I wasn't being serious. Listen, the problem is you think you know it all. So Torah looks the same as it does yesterday because you look at it with yesterday's eyes. You have to be, understand, you're a midbar. You're not finished yet, and the way I understood yesterday is not a raya to anything because you're not built up yet. You're not finished yet. You're not finished yet. You're still a midbar, right? So that's the meaning of Parshas Midbar right before Ma'amad Har Sinai, right? You have to be mevatel yourself, and then you're roy for Torah, and you could always recognize how Torah is bigger than you, and therefore that's the key to always seeing new things. But there's another step after that. That's Parshas Noso. Naso, Miloshin Nesias Rosh, you get raised up, right? Miloshin Nesuin, as opposed to Erusin, right? No, Nesuin is like, we do it all in the same night. But everyone who learned the Sugyas knows that, back in the Talmudic times, marriage was a 12-month thing. Right? They do Erusin, betrothed, and 12 months later they did the Chuppah. They did the chuppah 12 months after the... Right? And the difference is that a woman's even usher her own husband before the brachas under the chuppah. Kala blo bracha asura kanida. Right? Because even though she's usher on the whole world after the erusin, after she's an arusa, right? And that's, and Torah tziva lo nemosha morosha kilos, yakal atakrei morosha ele morosa, but there isn't nisuin yet, there isn't the closeness, right? There isn't the chuppah, right? And that's the difference between Sinai and Yerushalayim. Something very interesting. Mamar Har Sinai was the greatest Gilu Yelokus that there ever was. There was never Gilu, and but Bimshoch HaYovel Hema Yalu Bahar. As soon as the shofar blew, right, and the Shekhinah went back up to Shemaim, it was mutter to go up to Har Sinai, as if nothing happened. Whereas, you know, the wherever Gilu Yelokus, there wasn't a base mission, nothing as impressive as Mamar Har Sinai, but it's also to go into Har Abayis Adayom Hazeh. What's Pshat? Because the Pshat is like this. Mamar Har Sinai wasn't absorbed. It was a big Gilu Yelokus, but it wasn't Mufnam. It wasn't absorbed. There wasn't any Nesuin. It was Erusin, but it wasn't Nesuin. So it helped to separate us from the Umos HaOlam that made us a separate nation. V'avdil eschem min ha'amim li'os li. I separate you from a nation to be mine, just like when you make a Nara Morasa, she's Osra on every man, but she's not Mutter to you either, until the Chuppah. Right? So Mamar Har Sinai separated us from all the other nations, v'atim tzuyim mamleches kohanim v'goy kadosh, but we still weren't intimate with the Or. The Or wasn't absorbed inside of us. Right, and that's in Parshas Naso we read Chanukah Samishkan. Chanukah Samishkan. What's also in Chanukah? Chinuch. What's the difference between Chinuch and Limud? So says the Sfasemist and the Likutim. Right, the difference between Chinuch and Limud is Chinuch is said to internalize it. Lafnim. Chanuch lenar al pi darko. That's why it's be the pi darko. Gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimenu. The pasuk says that's why he's going to stick with him. He's not going to fry out. It's not going to fry out. That means, you know, with the yeshivas, there's no chinuch going on because they all fry out, right? Yeah, whatever. Well, I'm sure. Right. It's about time someone told the truth, right? It's a, we could face the problem. There's a lot of limud, but there's no chinuch. Chinuch is that the or goes like Chanukah Sabayis. That the or, so the end of Chanukah Samishkan in Parshas Nasa, which makes the Parsha so long, right, is that they did the special avodah that l'hafnim the or Ashchina, and the Ramban says that the dinim of Mora Mikdash are very similar to the Hagbala by Har Sinai. The Kohanim could go up to this point, Yisraelim only on to this point, right? Mm. So also by the in the Mishkan, there's the Ezra Sisrael, right, and then there's the Ezra's Kohanim, you know, where they could go. But the difference is that in the Mishkan and ultimately in the Beis Hamikdash, it was internalized. By Har Sinai, it was awesome, but it wasn't internalized. Right? And that's what Parshas Naso. Parshas Naso comes always after Shavuos, because that's the next step immediately after Shavuos, to internalize the light. Shavuos was awesome, and that's a Madrega B'fnatzo. No, Torah's much bigger than you. You have to have awe and respect. It's bigger than you. It's over your head, like Kofem Har Kegigis. God held the mountain over us, literally over our head. Situated like over our head. And that's important to know that Torah is much bigger than whatever you think. You should be in awe and fear. But then there's the stage of Naso, of like Miloshin Nisuin. Right? And that's like intimacy and to internalize Chanukah Sabayis, L'chanech, to internalize the light. And then comes the third step, Baha'aloscha. To raise the light up again. That once we internalize the light inside of us, we can start giving Chidushei Torah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why it's, you know, the light of the menorah is brought down in Sfarim, represents the light of Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, we're Mechadish, and it's called Baal Oscha. We raise it up from earth to heaven. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's maskim to all our Chidushei Torah. We raise up the light. The light went originally from heaven to earth. Right, by Mamar Har Sinai. In Parshas also we internalize the light. And in Parshas Baha'aloscha, we raise light up back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're Mechadish Chidushei Torah, Lamita Shel Torah. And it comes bottom up. We're Mechadish the Torah, bottom up. Lo B'Shamayim Hi, right? And we're Mechadish Torah, bottom up. Right? And that's what the aura of the menorah represents. That's what you can understand why the Midrashim in this week's Parsha go crazy. Am Yisrael gives light to He who created light. Unbelievable. How's that different than any other mitzvah? Right? We bring korbanos to the guy, to Hashem that created korbanos. right? And created animals, right? We right where tzitzis for Hashem who gave us begodin, right? So why is the Medrash go crazy from the fact that we give light to God who created light? Because the light of the Noah represents Or HaTorah, Ki Ner Mitzvah V'Torah Or. It represents Or HaTorah. The Ner Mitzvah says the Goyin is Mamash Keneged Torah Shebaal Peh. Ner Mitzvah Torah says Shteit in Goyin. Ner Mitzvah is Torah Shebaal Peh. And Torah Or is Torah Shebichsav. But Ner Mitzvah, the menorah, represents the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. We tell God what it says in His Torah. Everyone knows the famous story of Rabbi Lozer ben Horkenes that argued with the Chachomim by Tanur Shachnai. And he said, Min HaShemayim Michu, even God shall agree with me. And a basko came out, Malacha Etzo Lozer Beni, Halacha Kamosu B'chol Makom, Omer Rabbi Shua Ragov said, Lo B'Shemayim Hi. Amazing. That's what it means. That's the Baal Oso. We raise up the Or of Torah Shebaal Peh. Am Yisrael Paskins the Torah Shebaal Peh. And Lo B'Shemayim Hi. We raise up the light. Because the light, that's a pell. We're going to tell God what He wrote in His Torah. We're going to tell Him what He meant. We're going to tell Him what He meant. Now, it's amazing. But now you can understand that we have to be very careful that we play by the rules. Because being granted that license might be a license for reform. Yeah. And liberals and Fegelach, right? Right? Be a license, you know, to Chasron, be Megale Ponim Batara Shaloka Alocha. Right? 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 You know.
Yeah.
Right? So they can understand the famous, you know, what the famous Rashi. Vayas Aaron Cain, right? Aaron did exactly like Moshe. Lagi Shvach Sharon Shaloshina. To tell the Shelach of Aaron they didn't change anything. By the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros. Aaron's an Orthodox Jew. Why would he change anything? Right? No, so now you can understand. Because the Indian of lighting the Neros of Ma'arocha, lighting the eyes of Ma'arocha, is that we're Mechadish Chidushay Torah. Nakarosh has to be masking to us. Because all Shemayim. So you have to put Lahagish Hashem that we, you know, we don't use that creative license to, you know, to reform things. Lo Shina, we try to stay faithful and try to be Mechavin to exactly what Akash Baruch Hu wanted. Mm-hmm. And that's it. That even though we could be creative, and we're supposed to create Chidushei Torah, yeah. But we have to strive to try to think, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? And to play by the rules of Dafka, Yudgil, Midrash, Torah, Dresh, Bam, and nothing else. And Svara, Yeshora, which, man, that doesn't exist anymore, right? Svara, Yeshora. I never understood why it's called common sense. It's the least common thing. Why is it called common sense? Right, it's highly uncommon, right? Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Right, but that's okay. That's not in Shmuel Shloshina, right? That MS. Now that's the third step. That MS has been internalized. And now we're going to produce MS, and that's Loshen Pasuk. Emetz me'eretz titzmach. MS will rise up. Will grow up from the earth. That's Parshas Baloscha. That's the next step. That's what we've internalized light. Now we start growing, bringing MS back up. Chidushei Torah, but Chidushei Torah amitiim, that we really try genuinely to understand, you know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu want, not to take that creative license and run away with it. You know, my father, you should live and be well, was so nispo from one of my brother's friends, Aaron Berger. You know, we recently had lunch with his. Dafkan Chagashvus, who had lunch with his son, Shua Berger. So I want to speak out this story at the time in front of Shua Berger. Lagit Shlocho Shal Aaron. Lagit Shlocho Shal Aaron Berger. Right? Aaron Berger, that is one of, my father said, funniest kid in the world. In third grade, Mrs. Robbins and Hank tried to explain to the class about poetic license. Mm-hmm. So to explain to your 8-year-old, so I said, listen, the license, the poet has a special license to bend the rules of grammar. That's how she explained it, right? A poetic license, bend the rules of grammar. So Aaron Berger raised his hand and said, Mrs. Roberts, where could I apply for this license?
It's a good one.
Anyway. All right. That your Chidush Torah Mitiim are not poetic license. Chidush Torah Mitiim is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made our minds a tzinor to Megalam Chidushei Torah Amitiim. But to be a tzinor, that's lagid shvachos shel Aaron shelo shina. That you don't take that poetic, you don't use it, the koch of Torah as poetic license. You use it as an opportunity to try to be mechavin to das HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you are, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taka is mezaki, that you are mechavin to what he meant in his Torah. So even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself would pass differently, but the svaros that you say are also encoded in the Torah that he gave us. You're zochri mechavin to those other svaros that he also thought of and put in the Torah. So that's how we can understand the progression of the parashas. Bamidbar, Noso, Baloscha. Bamidbar, we have to be mevatel ourselves. We mevatel, make ourselves like ayin, right, to be roy for Kilim Torah. And then Shavuos comes, and Shavuos is over our heads. Right? And then there's Noso to internalize that, like Noshin Nisuin, like Chanukah Sabayis, to put the or in Kalim. And then Baloscha is that the ore rises from the kli. Ms me'eretz titzmach, like the pasuk says. Right? Rosh Hashanah help us, you know, to internalize the light, right, and to be malach chidush Torah mitiyim, right, and the ms should triumph. Problem is that when HaKadosh will give us the license that we should bring up the ms, he had to remaster the ms in heaven to give us the opportunity. Right? Problem is that the liberals and the leftists, they take that opportunity and run with it. And try to increase the choshech. And that's why there's choshech in the world. Why is there choshech in the world? That we should light a candle to light up the darkness. And that's the end of the neros of the menorah. Light up the darkness of Olam Hazeh with chidushei Torah. But the liberals just want the darkness without the ner of the menorah.
But the Maharal says, without good, there's no evil. Without evil, there's no good.
Right. So that's it. That's the comment. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, made darkness for the purpose of us lighting the ore of Torah, the light, the ner mitzvah, because Shraga Batira Mayahana Gemara says, you don't need a candle by daytime. It's already light, right? It's for the darkness that you need the ner mitzvah of Torah Shebaal Peh to enlighten the world, right? Rosh Hashanah should help, right? You know, we should be able to combat, right? And light the ore of Torah, right? Everyone should see, you know, Tzidkas HaDerech, correct path, and that, you know, and everyone should see Komi for the liar that he is. Right, and the right. V'chol feglach mehera yikareisu, v'hoysel Hashem amlucha. Chaim.
Yes, I am.